This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bikaner in Rajasthan today, from where he will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees. The projects include railways, roadways, power, water and new and renewable energy sectors. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate 103 redeveloped Amrit stations in 86 districts across 18 states and union territories. Of these, 19 stations are located in various parts of Uttar Pradesh and fully prepared to offer modern facilities aimed at improving the travel experience for passengers. A report.
19 railway stations across Uttar Pradesh, including Bijnor, Saharanpur Junction, Govardhan, Fatehabad, Govindpuri, Izzatnagar, Bareilly City and Balrampur have been upgraded under the Amrit Bharat Station scheme and are set to be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. The comprehensive upgrades are aimed at significantly enhancing passenger convenience and overall travel experience. Bijnor railway station is among those that have undergone a notable transformation. The newly renovated station now features air-conditioned waiting halls, elevators, spacious parking areas, covered waiting zones, purified drinking water facilities, modern and cleaner restrooms, advanced fire safety systems, and inclusive infrastructure such as ramps and toilets for Divyangjan. The new station building has been thoughtfully designed to blend modern architectural elements with the rich cultural and historical heritage of the region. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Bijnor.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate the redeveloped Deshnok Amrit Station under Amrit Bharat Station scheme and also flag off the Bikaner-Mumbai Express train. The Prime Minister will also address a public function in Palna of Bikaner. Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has said that this will be the first batch of 103 Amrit stations out of over 1,300 railway stations identified for redevelopment under the Amrit Bharat Station scheme. Interacting with media persons during his visit to the redeveloped Deshnok Amrit Station, the Union Minister said, Deshnok Station has been developed incorporating local cultural heritage and architecture of the area.
After this large batch of 103 stations, another 100 stations will be ready in the coming 8 months. And then by 2027, about 500 stations will be ready. Many of them are small stations, many of them are medium-sized stations, and many are large-sized stations. And this will bring a fundamental change in the way our passengers, they experience the railways.
India has launched its aggressive global campaign to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism, with two all-party delegations leaving for nine nations. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha left for a five-nation tour of Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore yesterday as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde also embarked on a visit to UAE, Liberia, Congo and Sierra Leone to affirm New Delhi's resolve on combating terrorism in all its forms. The delegations will carry India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism and apprise about Operation Sindoor. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has met Denmark's Minister for Industry, Business and Financial Affairs Morten Botskov in Copenhagen. They discussed deepening existing areas of cooperation and exploring new possibilities. The External Affairs Minister also met Denmark's Speaker Søren Gade. In a social media post yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated his solidarity as India resolutely combats terrorism and valued his sustained support for building India-Denmark relations. India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, highlighted the achievements of country's communication industry while addressing the plenary session of the International Conference on Strategic Communications in Moscow. The ambassador yesterday spoke about the role and importance of communication in human civilization and how modern technologies have changed the communication. He also talked of India's communication industry in today's digital age, including recently held Waves 2025. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians became the fourth and final team to storm into the playoffs, beating Delhi Capitals by 59 runs at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.